Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 1st of October 2024. Essence. Sweet children, practice being soul conscious. It is only by practicing this that you will be able to become pure and charitable souls. Question. Due to having the knowledge of what one thing do you children remain constantly cheerful? Answer. You have received the knowledge that this is a wonderful play that is being created. Each actor's imperishable part is fixed within it. Each one is playing his own part, and because of knowing this, you remain constantly cheerful. Question. What one art does the Father have which no one else has? Answer. The Father alone has the art of making you soul conscious, because he himself is constantly soul conscious. He is the supreme. No human being can have this art. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you spiritual children, that is, to you souls. You have to consider yourselves to be souls, do you not? The Father has explained to you children, first of all, practice being souls, not bodies. Only when you consider yourselves to be souls will you remember the Supreme Father. If you don't consider yourselves to be souls, then surely only worldly relatives and business etc. would be remembered. This is why you first have to have the practice, I am a soul. There will then be remembrance of the spiritual Father. The Father gives you the teachings. Do not consider yourselves to be bodies. Only once in the whole cycle does the Father give you this knowledge. You will then receive this explanation again after 5,000 years. If you consider yourselves to be souls, you will also remember the Father. For half a cycle, you have considered yourselves to be bodies. You now have to consider yourselves to be souls. Just as you are souls, I too am a soul. However, I am the Supreme. I am just a soul, and so I do not remember any bodily beings. This Dada is a bodily being, whereas the Father is incorporeal. This Prajapita Brahma is a corporeal being. Shiv Baba's real name is Shiva. He is just a soul. It is just that he is the highest on high, that is, he is the supreme soul. I only come at this time and enter this body. He can never become body conscious. It is corporeal human beings who become body conscious. He is constantly incorporeal. He has to come and inspire you to have this practice. He says, consider yourselves to be souls. Sit and learn the lesson, I am a soul, I am a soul. I, this soul, am a child of Shiv Baba. Practice is needed for everything. The Father is not explaining anything new to you. When you firmly consider yourselves to be souls, you will also have firm remembrance of the Father. If you are body conscious, you won't be able to remember the Father. For half a cycle, you have arrogance of the body. I now teach you to consider yourselves to be souls. No one in the Golden Age teaches you to consider yourselves to be souls. names are always given to bodies. Otherwise, what would you call one another? The inheritance you received from the Father here is received as a reward there. However, you would still call one another by your names. Sri Krishna too is the name of a body. Activities cannot continue without names. It isn't that anyone there would say, "Consider yourself to be a soul." There, everyone remains soul conscious. You are inspired to practice this at this time because a lot of sin has accumulated. Sins have gradually accumulated little by little, and you have now become full sinful souls. Whatever you have been doing for half of this cycle has to end. Gradually, that will continue to decrease. In the Golden Age, you are Sato Pradhan. In the Silver Age, you become Sato. It is now that you receive the inheritance. Only by considering yourselves to be souls and remembering the Father do you receive the inheritance. It is at this time that the Father gives you the teachings to become soul conscious. You don't receive these teachings in the Golden Age. Each one continues to move along as per his or her own name. Here, each one of you has to become a pure and charitable soul from a sinful soul with the power of yoga. Neither is there any need for this knowledge in the Golden Age, nor do you carry these teachings there. You neither carry this knowledge nor this yoga there. It is only at this time that you have to become pure from sinful. Then your degrees gradually decrease, just as the degrees of the moon decrease until there is just a line left. So do not be confused about this. If you don't understand something, you can ask. First of all, have the firm faith that you are souls. You souls have now become Tamo Pradhan. At first, you were Sato Pradhan, and then day by day, your degrees continued to decrease. When you don't make it firm that you are souls, you forget the Father. This is the first and foremost thing. By becoming soul conscious, you will remember the Father and also your inheritance. When you remember your inheritance, you will remain pure and also have divine virtues. You have your aim and objective in front of you. This is the godly university where God is teaching you. He alone can make you soul conscious. No one else has this skill. The One Father teaches you this. This Dada is also making effort. The Father never takes a body for which he would have to make effort to become soul conscious. He simply comes at this time to make you soul conscious. There is a saying, "How can someone who has responsibility on his head sleep comfortably?" When someone has too much business, etc., he doesn't get any spare time. Those who have spare time come in front of Baba to make effort. Some new ones also come, and they feel that this knowledge is very good. These words, "Remember me, your Father, and your sins will be absolved," are also mentioned in the Gita. So the Father explains this. He doesn't blame anyone. He knows that you had to become impure from pure, and that he has to come and make you pure from impure. This is the predestined drama. There is no question of defamation of anyone in this. You children now understand this knowledge very clearly. No one else knows God at all. This is why they are called orphans and atheists. The Father is now making you children so sensible. As the teacher, he is teaching you how this world cycle continues. When you receive these teachings, you are reformed. Bharat, which was the temple of Shiva, has now become a brothel. There is no question of defamation in this. This is a play that the Father explains to you. He tells you how you changed from deities into devils, but he doesn't ask you why you became that. The Father has come to give his own introduction to you children. He has also come to give you this knowledge of how the world cycle turns. Only human beings would know this. You now know this and are becoming deities. This is a study of how to change from human beings into deities, and only the Father sits here and teaches it. Here all are human beings. Deities cannot come to this world, so they couldn't become teachers and teach you. Look how the Father who teaches you comes here to teach you. It is remembered that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, takes a chariot. They don't write fully which chariot he takes. No one even understands the significance of the Trimurti. The Supreme Father means the Supreme Soul. He gives his own introduction as to who he is. There is no question of arrogance in this. Because of not understanding this, people say, he has arrogance. This Brahma does not say that he is God. It is a matter of understanding that these are the elevated versions of the Father. The Father of all souls is one. This one is called Dada. This one is the lucky chariot. He is named Brahma because Brahmins are needed. Prajapita Brahma is Adidev. He is the father of people. Which people are they? Prajapita Brahma is a bodily being, and so he must have adopted him. Shiv Baba explains to you children, I do not adopt anyone. All of you souls are always my children anyway. I do not make you my children. I am the eternal father of you souls. The Father explains so clearly, but nevertheless, he says, consider yourselves to be souls. You have to renounce the whole of the old world. Your intellects know that everyone will return home from this world. It isn't that you have to have renunciation and go away into a forest. We will renounce the whole world and go to our home. This is why nothing except the One Father should be remembered. When someone reaches the age of 60, he has to make effort to go beyond sound, that is, to go into the stage of retirement. The question of going into the stage of retirement refers to this time. On the path of devotion, no one knows about the stage of retirement. They cannot explain the meaning of the stage of retirement. beyond sound refers to the incorporeal world. All souls reside there, and so it is everyone's stage of retirement. Everyone has to go back home. In the scriptures, they have shown that a soul is a star shining in the center of a forehead. Some think that a soul is thumb-shaped, and they remember a thumb shape. How can they remember or worship a star? So the father explains, when you become body conscious, you become worshippers. When the time of devotion begins, it is called the cult of devotion. The cult of this knowledge is separate. This knowledge and devotion cannot both exist at the same time, just as day and night cannot exist at the same time. Day refers to happiness and night refers to sorrow, that is, to devotion. It is said, the day and then the night of Prajapita Brahma. Therefore, people and Brahma definitely exist at the same time. You Brahmins understand that you experience happiness for half a cycle. Then there is sorrow for half a cycle. This is something to be understood with your intellects. You also know that not everyone can remember the Father. Nevertheless, the Father himself continues to explain to you, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me and you will become pure. This message has to be given to everyone. You have to do service. Those who don't do service are not flowers. When the master of the garden goes into the garden, he only wants to see in front of him the flowers who are serviceable and who benefit many. Those who are body conscious can understand for themselves that they are not flowers. Very good flowers are sitting in front of Baba. So the Father's vision falls on them, and a very good dance of knowledge is then performed. Example of the dancing girl. At a school, the teachers know who will claim number 1, 2, and 3. The father's attention is also drawn to those who do service. They are the ones who climb into his heart. Those who do disservice cannot climb into his heart. The first and foremost thing that the Father explains is, have the faith that you are souls, for only then will there be remembrance of the Father. If you are body conscious, you won't be able to remember the Father. Your intellects would then be drawn to worldly relatives or your business. When you become soul conscious, you remember the Parlokic Father. You should remember the Father with a lot of love. It requires effort to consider oneself to be a soul. You need to have solitude because the course of being in a furnace for 7 days is very hard. No one should be remembered. You cannot even write a letter to anyone. This was your bhati in the beginning. Not everyone can be kept here. This is why it is said, practice this whilst living at home. Devotees too keep a separate space in which they perform devotion, etc. They sit at that place and rotate a rosary. Therefore, solitude is needed on this pilgrimage of remembrance too. You must only remember the one Father. There is no question of saying anything. you need to make time to practice having this remembrance. You know that a physical father is a limited creator, whereas that one is the unlimited creator. Prajapita Brahma is also unlimited. He adopts you children. Shiv Baba doesn't adopt anyone. You are constantly his children. You souls say that you are the eternal children of Shiv Baba. Brahma has adopted you. Each aspect has to be understood very clearly. The father explains to you children every day. You say, Baba, we are unable to remember you. The father says, you have to find time for this. Some are such that they cannot give any time at all. They have a lot of work in their intellects, so how can they be on the pilgrimage of remembrance? The father explains, the main thing is to consider yourself to be a soul and to remember me, and you will become pure. I am a soul, a child of Shiv Baba. This is man above. This requires effort. There is no question of receiving blessings. This is a study. There cannot be blessings or mercy in this. Do I ever place my hand over you? You know that you are receiving your inheritance from the unlimited Father. Everything is included in the blessings. May you be immortal. May you have a long life. You will have a full age life. There is never any untimely death. None of the sages or holy men can give you this inheritance. They say, may you have a son. So people think that they have had a son due to that blessing. Anyone who doesn't have a child would go and become his follower. This knowledge is only received once. This knowledge is unadulterated, and the reward of it lasts for half a cycle. Then there is ignorance. Devotion is said to be ignorance. Everything is explained so clearly. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. It is now your stage of retirement. Therefore, remove everything from your intellect and stay in remembrance of the One Father. Sit in solitude and practice, I am a soul, I am a soul. 2. Become a serviceable flower. Do not perform any such actions that disservice would be done due to the influence of body consciousness. Become an instrument for the benefit of many. Definitely make time to have remembrance. Blessing. May you become totally free from attachment by imbibing the newness of God's knowledge of purity. The newness of this godly knowledge is purity. You say with spiritual intoxication that fire and cotton wool can stay together without catching fire. You challenge the world and say that without becoming pure, you cannot become a yogi or a gyani soul. So purity means to be completely free from attachment. Let there not be any attachment to any person or object. Only with such purity will you be able to do the service of purifying matter. Slogan: purity is the main foundation of your life. Even if you have to die, you must not give up your religion. Om Shanti.